big about our family.
Mm-hmm. This concerns the history of the parents of all and Nordquist.
You can.
Her mother was Amy Laverna Wilson. And the Wilsons came from England and Ireland many years ago. A cousin who was a professor of history at a college in Massachusetts traced the families coming to America back to the fourth boat following the Mayflower. The Wilsons came west from Massachusetts. The Wilsons in Ireland owned 7 linen mills. And because our Uncle Will was the oldest son of the old son in the lineage on down, he expected to inherit those linen mills. How they came west to South Center, I do not know. Nor just when. But anyway, it was probably not 1850 or something like that, because some of them took part in the Indian uprising in Minnesota and some in the Civil War. They settled in Sauk Center, and there were 3 sons and 5 daughters in this Wilson family. The oldest son, Dan, was involved in the Indian uprising at Camp Ripley. The people had gone to the camp, not the camp, to the fort, for protection, and he, a 19-year-old lad, was making a run for food when he was shot by an arrow and later scalped by the Sioux. And that left our grandfather, William Bradford, as the oldest member of the family. There'll be some
something. I'll give a chance to write. I can turn it off if you're thinking.
Yeah, maybe. I don't quite know where to go from there.
Let's see.
William Bradford Wilson was a cabinet maker and was very artistic. His carvings were beautiful. He made picture frames and handles on the drawers of chests and dressers and so forth were carved by him. He was married to Susan Rebecca Phelps in Sauk Center. And after living in Sauk Center for about 15 years or so, he went looking for a homestead. He picked, with his brother George, younger than, they finally settled on Section 1 and 2 in Cushing Township. They chose this because they felt the railroad would run north of Lake Alexander. However, the railroad people thought differently, and they went west, south of it. So it left them 5 miles from the town and from the railroad. Now, William Bradford Wilson married Susan Rebecca Phelps. I imagine it sucks in her. And Susan's people came from Pennsylvania to came west.
Were they Quakers?
No, they were all Quakers. Susan's father was, I will go back farther. Susan's I don't know how many greats came from France. They had twin boys, and the boat that they came on, probably around the Revolutionary War time, ran into a storm and was sinking. The parents lost their lives, and the the captain took the twin boys to his home and raised them as his, and they took his name because they didn't know the parents' name, their parents' name. Their clothes, all they knew about them was their clothes were embroidered with the fleur-de-lis of France, and thought possibly that they could have been royalty or friends of royalty in France fleeing from the French Revolution. They, as they grew up, at one time owned boats, the two brothers, did some sailing and don't know the terms.
Did they transport people or goods?
Goods. Yeah, they carried goods, saleable goods. I don't know if they did carry slavery. Anyway, after a number of generations, Susan's father, they were living in Pennsylvania yet, decided to come west sometime after the gold rush. And by covered wagon and ox cart, he took his family, a girl, two girls and a boy, Susan, her sister, sister Maddie and brother Tom, and came west to California. This Phelps, Susan's father, was wounded in the Civil War. He was a drummer boy in the Civil War. And had to be sometime after the Civil War that they came west by covered wagon. And Susan was an asthmatic. And they returned the next year because the climate in California did not agree with her. They returned to Pennsylvania. Came west at a later date. To possibly Sauk Center. They lived at Sauk Center. And our Grandma Susan was married to William Bradford Wilson when she was 13 and he was 20. Into this union, six children were born, three of them living. Uncle Will and our mother, Amy Laverna, and the youngest, Mabel. Both Grandma Susan and her mother were practical nurses, very much in demand by the doctors in the communities they lived. And later, when Grandma Susan went to Dakota and the Badlands to live, she helped to deliver over 100 babies. That is, she delivered them alone. No doctor present. These were mostly children of Russian immigrants. She was over 50 at that time. She also drove 17 miles 6 days a week to get the mail and bring it out to Paradise where she lived. And so it was a busy life as she got older.
We're going to go to
Grandpa Wilson died about 1909, and after that, Grandma had to find ways to support herself. She ran a boarding house in Cushing for a while. It was next door to us.
So this is the Chelder Garden side of the family.
And I can't trace that back very far, only to Grandpa Oy and Grandma Gunilda, who came from Norway soon after they were married. Grandpa was a Norwegian sailor before he decided to come to America. He had two brothers that came before him, and two brothers younger that remained in Norway. Grandpa and his brothers all settled in Bandon County, Bandon Township, Renville County, Minnesota. Was rich black soil. They did very well. There were six sons and one daughter born to Grandpa and Grandma, and our father, Ole, was the oldest. The minister recognized our father's keen interest in studies and music and so forth, and urged and convinced my grandfather to let our father go to high school and college. He went to a religious school in Mandan, North Dakota. He rode the bicycle from Fairfax to the school in the fall and returned home in the spring. His health broke down, And so it took 2 years to heal from tuberculosis. He lived outdoors, winter and summer, and became a very healthy individual. He and his father and brother next younger came to Cushing when our father was in his early 20s. And Cushing was a lumbering town. They had a sawmill and it was quite busy. They built a store and bought a section of land that started just about an eighth of a mile from the store. They had a very good business. The store was a general store. They bought everything the farmers had to sell, and they sold everything they needed: clothing, food, shoes, machinery, whatnot. They only met Amy Laverna Wilson, and they were married in June 29, 1904. They lived above the store until the building burned. Olive is credited with saving the lives of the family because she was probably cutting teeth that night. It was the 15th of January, a high wind and very cold. And we were lucky to have grandparents living up the street with a big house. So a man that was working for us carried my older brother and sister, and my mother carried me up to Grandpa and Grandma Childregard. My father built the new store in the same location. He also built several other homes and the church, all out of cement block. Supposed to be fireproof, and it was, pretty much.
He also took care of the shipment of lumber and livestock.
And well, he bought and sold. Yeah, he bought everything the farmers had to sell.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's it. What else is there?
Oh, I don't know. You can add whatever you want to. Play it back and see what it sounds like.
The landlords were a dairy family, farmers, and they lived in a town, Bergen, on the coast of Norway.